Okay, we've got Chris McDonald here from Tembec. And what I know about Tembec is you've got a huge amount of forest certified and you've embarked on a journey some years ago to get that. I'm not sure if you've got all your forest certified. Perhaps you can tell us, but I know you've got a hell of a lot. Tell us about Tembec, Chris.
Sure, Scott. Yes, Tembec's a Canadian forest products company, publicly traded. And in 2001, with some help and guidance, after conversations with World Wildlife Fund, we committed to certifying the forest management areas that provincial governments in Canada have granted to us to the Forest Stewardship Council certification. And so we started in 2001. And as of last October 2007, we completed 12 areas of FSC certification, which represented the completion of that commitment from 2001. At the same time, some things changed in our company. Some areas were added to our through the acquisition of other mills, and some areas were dropped. So there remain three additional areas, and two of those were certified this year, and there's one more in northern British Columbia that we hope will be certified in the next few months. So those certifications, the original 12, plus these three that I'm speaking of, plus two where we're a partner with another company, represent in total an area of over 12 million hectares in the Canadian forest.
That's amazing, and I can only imagine the huge investment of time and money the company's put in to get there.
It certainly, we've been fortunate. We had leadership right from the top of the company. The former and current CEO were very clear. This is our objective. My role in the corporate office to identify the roadmap. How would we do it? And of course, the people, men and women, foresters, biologists, supervisors on the ground took on the task of working on the gaps and implementing it. So it's as well, we've had great support from First Nations communities and environmental organizations who recognized at the start that the standards weren't developed. We had to participate in groups with that. I spent time on the FSC Canada board, as did others in the company, to work through the process. So it's been a from forest to the boardroom type of effort.
And do you feel that it's been beneficial for your company, and in what way? I mean, it goes beyond, you know, the companies that we work. Everyone talks about price premiums and market share, but it also is part of the culture of the company, I think, and the message you send to your staff, to your shareholders, and to the community in which you work. I mean, do you feel this has been a good process, a beneficial process for Tembec?
It's been more beneficial than we had imagined when we started. Our original objective was not focused on the marketplace. It was focused on the fact that we have tremendous responsibility, given that it's public forest. It's the traditional territory of First Nations. We don't own the land. And the public was quite concerned about large companies having that sort of right and privilege. So, and at the time, governments were downsizing, were shrinking, and so questions of compliance against laws and regulations were an issue. We saw FSC as a tool that would move us away from debating about the laws and regulations, certainly meeting those, but going another level, taking another step to show that we were open and transparent and open to third-party auditing. At the same time, FSC was a tool to help us with something we call the social license. We can have the legal right to operate, but if stakeholders and First Nations are unhappy, then you really can't have a successful business in terms of sourcing forest products for the industry. So, as well, what has also happened is our staff have become very good and very comfortable at addressing issues of potential conflict and recognizing solutions can be sorted out in advance and engaging, because with auditors, just the sheer process of auditors coming each year compels you to change how you approach things. You become very good at looking forward and anticipating problems and solving them. We also, in terms of retention of our employees, in a very difficult economic situation, we've been able to retain our employees, and they feel good now as we've overcome some of the hurdles, and they were questioning, well, why this certification and all these implementation issues. They're seeing now, wow, we got started earlier on than most of our competitors in something that's proven to have a lot of value to it.
That's brilliant. I see everyone starting to come back downstairs to go back into the GA. How do you feel about the GA? I think there's been a lot of interesting motions passed. Some motions that I thought when we were coming here might be contentious, but there's been a lot of discussion with the various chambers. I think we've made some good progress. There's been some great motions passed that hopefully will really keep the credibility of the FSC brand up there. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I feel good, and I agree. For me coming in, controlled wood was my number one issue. We have as much FSC as we have. In fact, we share forests with other companies and receive wood from a lot of non-FSC certified forests. And so, with the exception of a couple of product lines, all of our products are mixed, which has really unlocked the supply chain and resulted in huge application of the logo in Canada and the U.S. However, we also, for each of our certificates, have the controlled wood component. And so, it's been very interesting to hear what are some of the international and national issues associated with controlled wood. And I'm very optimistic that through the review process, we're going to be playing a role to contribute to improving on that very valuable tool, but certainly it needs some work to position it well for the future.
Very good. Well, we better go and do some more voting. Thanks, Chris, and good luck with the future.
Thanks, Scott.